Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, August 17th, 2023. I'm Jen Cutter. On Wednesday, New York City banned TikTok from city-owned devices. Local agencies are ordered to remove the app from phones and tablets within 30 days, and anyone using a city-owned device or network is now prohibited from downloading the app or even accessing TikTok through the website. Around 35 states have taken steps to limit access to TikTok on government-owned devices, citing security concerns. The Associated Press issued guidelines on AI, with the tool not allowed to create content for publishing news or images for the news service unless the generated material itself is the basis for a story. Last month, the Associated Press and OpenAI, makers of ChatGPT, announced a deal to license AP's archive for training purposes. Chrome developer relations engineer for Chrome extensions Oliver Dunk posted about a new feature in Chrome 117 that alerts users when an extension is no longer in the Chrome Web Store. Extensions removed by a developer, taken down for violating Chrome Web Store policies, or marked as malware will be visible in the Privacy and Security section of the Settings page. Reviewing alerts will give the user the choice to remove the extension or hide the warning and keep it. Roku is adding more local news for the free Roku channel, an ad-supported channel on Roku-capable devices. The new stations include news from New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Washington, D.C., and more, using some Fox and CBS affiliates. These additions are part of Roku adding over 40 new channels in total, including a dedicated Mr. Beast channel, Caillou, Universal Crime, and Murder, She Wrote. In earnings news, Cisco Systems Incorporated reported strong quarterly results, reporting fourth quarter net income of $4 billion on revenue of $15.2 billion, up from $13.1 billion a year ago. Post adjustments for stock compensation and other costs, Cisco reported earnings of $1.14 a share, up from 83 cents the same quarter last year. Snapchat's My AI, the digital assistant added for Snapchat Plus back in February, encountered a glitch on Wednesday, posting a second-long story to users' feeds and turned unresponsive to user queries, only occasionally replying, "Sorry, I encountered a technical issue." The posted story was a two-toned image resembling a ceiling, though not a photo of any particular user's ceiling. A spokesperson told TechCrunch, "My AI experienced a temporary outage that's now resolved." PayPal will temporarily pause the ability for UK-based customers to buy crypto on the platform from October 1st, ahead of new regulations coming into effect on October 8th. The UK's Financial Conduct Authority's new rules include requiring firms to have warnings about the risk of crypto, limit the type of advertisements, and ban refer-a-friend bonuses. PayPal expects to re-enable crypto transactions in the UK in early 2024. According to WA Beta Info, the latest beta of WhatsApp adds the ability to create AI-generated stickers, though the test is limited to a small group on Android. The app can generate a sticker from a short text prompt, generating a few stickers to choose from. WA Beta Info claims the feature uses secure technology offered by Meta, but did not specify which generative AI model it pulls from. The feature is reportedly set for wider release in the coming weeks. And Microsoft added a new Microsoft Teams Play Together widget for the Xbox Game Bar. The widget supports streaming your desktop over Teams and joining video calls to see friends overlaid on top of games, like a traditional Twitch or Discord stream. The streams are limited to 20 people at a time. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.